the Red Hat X podcast series, discussing topics around application modernization, cloud native development, securing workloads in the cloud, and partnering with Red Hat. Welcome to the Red Hat X podcast series. My name is Brian, and joining me today is Eric Carter, Director of Product Marketing at Sysdig. Today, we're discussing how DevOps teams are working to embed security, compliance, and performance into their build, run, and respond workflows without impacting the deployment speed and the user experience. We'll also talk about how Ford Motor Company achieved its goals for agility and efficiency that reduced app provisioning from 3 months to only 3 minutes. Eric, welcome to the Red Hat X podcast series.
Hey, great, Brian. Thanks. I'm happy to be participating. This is awesome.
Well, Eric, thank you very much for joining us today. Appreciate your time. I'm excited. We've got a lot to talk about. Tell us first a little bit about Sysdig and what you are doing.
Well, I can give a pretty quick summary. I mean, ultimately, if you think about, you know, when Sysdig, we get up in the morning and we think about what we want to help customers do, it's effectively to run cloud native workloads in production and to be confident in doing so. Because a lot of what we're focused on is kind of visibility into performance and health around the applications that they're now rolling out into things like containers, OpenShift, public clouds, and so on. And so our goal is to help them with security, compliance, performance, and so that they can see those things and actually ship applications faster.
Excellent. Now, what are some of the challenges you've seen companies experience from the operational perspective when it comes to managing security and performance?
What's interesting is that if you put your developer hat on for a moment, it tends to be that we want to leave security for some later date, right? Because it has a tendency to impose restrictions, right? And things that might slow me down. Part of the challenge that we see customers trying to figure out is, okay, how do I do some of that a bit earlier? We hear this term shift left. And what that ultimately means is that we want to be thinking about security even as we develop our applications. Now, the other thing that we're seeing is that the folks that run the platforms that these applications are now being ran on from a production standpoint, you know, if you go back a couple of years, their main concern was, is it up and running well? Is it available? Is it performing? Is it healthy? But they're now being asked to also take a role in securing that environment. And so one of the other dynamics we see is a traditional DevOps person, let's say, having to think about, is my system secure? Are the apps okay? Is there any kind of intrusion, you know, and to learn how to detect those things? So everything from development all the way through running to be able to understand what's happening and respond.
Now, what about best practices? What should these DevOps teams be looking to do in order to better manage their risk?
Yeah, and part of that equation is just what I mentioned, is to start thinking about adopting security visibility practices early.
Sure.
In the life cycle. So I'm developing code that's going to, let's say, run in a container. Let's make sure that we're doing image scanning, vulnerability scanning. And it could be against my entire CI/CD pipeline, so Jenkins and things like that, right? So that I'm seeing things that might cause me risk or expose me to risk early. And I can decide how to code to fix those holes or those gaps, right? So the challenge comes when I push something out and I never checked it for that. Now I may have something out there and expose. What you want to do is get to near, you know, as near close to secure as you can before you even go into production.
Yeah.
So from a best practice standpoint, let's get it going early.
Yes.
And I think that will pay dividends, right? And then one of the things that we see as well is that's sometimes the thing that's adopted first. And then now we're in production and there's not a whole lot of thinking about intrusion or blocking threats in what we would call runtime. So that's another best practice now, is to have the idea that when something is running, implement a way to see bad behavior. And that can be done by policies. You know, one of the things that Sysdig has done, there was a project we started called Falco. That's an example of a runtime policy engine to sort of detect the things that you don't want happening. Could be someone running commands that they shouldn't be, could be exposure of certain, you know, networking ports, could be any number of things, containers running as root. So from a best practice standpoint, you need to be able to do that as well. And then the last bit is inevitably, and if you look at some examples in the marketplace, you go back and Tesla had some issues that became very public and so on.
Yeah.
When anything happens, you want to be able to to go in and understand the what happened. And so from a forensics standpoint, right? forensics is something we think about when we think about television shows and police dramas, but it's actually something that you can run against your own environment to say, who were the actors? What did they do? What was happening on the system? So finding a way to solve that, especially in a container world where things come and go so quickly, is another best practice.
Excellent. Well, no, that's great stuff, because I like how you can say, let's look at it preventatively, but then let's also come around and analyze what happened so that we can do it better the next time. So yes, that's great. Now, what does Sysdig see as its core value?
The idea that we want to help companies embed security from the start to be able to do things like then validate compliance. And we have customers that have regulations that are sort of levied against them, or things that they just need to live up to, right, as a company, to be able to do that and to be able to understand performance and availability. Our core value is to provide a single source of truth for those things. And why would we want to do that? Well, there's the kind of idea that you can have a security team, a DevOps team, a development team, all being able to talk effectively and efficiently by basically seeing the same set of data using a similar set of tools, and sort of converge the concepts of observability as well as security into a single platform. And if I would say of anything, that's one of the unique things that we do, because sometimes the security issue pops up first as a performance hit. Why is this happening? Oh, it's a security problem. Sometimes vice versa. Something security has happened. We want to know, what has it done to our applications in production? So we're in a really good position to help customers do that. That's why we love working with Red Hat and with OpenShift, because these tend to be some of the larger deployments in the world of Kubernetes, of containers. Mm-hmm. And I would say that above and beyond the idea of security and visibility together is just scale. I think Sysdig is known for its ability to help enterprises scale out, because there's just more and more things going on to these platforms, hundreds, if not thousands and thousands of nodes. And how do you monitor and manage all that? And that's where we come in.
Excellent. So now I was going to, you know, say, let's talk about a specific example here. And we said we'd talk about Ford. So first of all, what was it like working with Ford?
It was really great. And they've been now recognized by Red Hat as basically one of those innovative companies that's dealing with cloud native as a core part of their strategy, right? And it was really cool working with them, because we think about Ford as an automobile manufacturer, but in so many ways, they are now a tech company just like anyone else, a mobility company. They're delivering smart applications. Maybe it's a Midwest thing, Brian, but the people that we worked with there are delightful. In many ways, we felt like they did it right. And I'll give you an example. So well, first of all, they pushed toward adopting the Red Hat solutions because they wanted to really get out ahead of their competition and to be able to deliver applications and innovation faster. Now, they knew that along with that, they needed a level of visibility so they can see what's happening. They knew that as a regulated industry, they needed to have very tight checks on compliance and security. And that's when they engaged Sysdig. And part of what I mean by they did it right is that they brought in different stakeholders in the company. So they didn't just hoard this project, we're the Red Hat or the cloud team. They brought in general auditor's office, security champions, and they basically asked Sysdig to run a workshop and to kind of, it's almost like show your wares and show each of these groups how they can work together to solve X, Y, and Z use case, right?
Yeah.
And so every group brought in their use case. And I'm pleased to say that at the end of that, they selected us to provide the kind of services we've been talking about. So I really, from an engagement standpoint, I really think that it was a pleasure and they did it the right way. We'd like to see more companies doing that kind of thing.
Nice. Great to see that as a good example. So what kind of results did Ford achieve then? Talk about those.
Well, if you look at what they were trying to do, they were ultimately, again, trying to shorten the time to provision new applications. And those applications are spanning things like their suppliers or different inventory systems and whatnot. So kind of across different parts of their businesses, even down to dealerships. And they were really comparing against the world that they had been living in for a decade or more, which was, when we want to deliver an application, we provision a server. Now, increasingly, those were virtual servers, but we still needed to then get network provisioned. We needed storage to get provisioned. All of those things needed to be accomplished before they could even roll the application onto the iron, so to speak, right?
Mm, yeah.
That would take sometimes 3 months as much as
wow.
6 months, right? And if you think about what they're now able to achieve with the Red Hat OpenShift deployment that they've done, in 3 minutes, they can do all of those things that wow. used to take them 3 months. Why? Because it's automated. I roll my application out. I get network provisioned automatically. The storage, everything is there, right? And so pretty remarkable for them. And if you do that math, which I did, it's like a 10,000 time improvement over, you know, the provisioning times.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty remarkable. Another interesting part of their story was, you know, when they decided to, let's call it experiment with this new way of provisioning, they actually grabbed some hardware that was essentially deprovisioned out of their data center and was kind of waiting to be scrapped. They said, you know what? There's still life in this equipment. Why? Because when we do a more cloud native distributed kind of system, we can use hardware and yeah, it might fail, but it doesn't bring down the system. Why? Because OpenShift, Kubernetes.
Yeah.
They know how to spin up applications on a different node when something happens or containers on a different node. So even from that standpoint, they're achieving things and stretching the lifespan of things that they've invested in from a hardware standpoint
wow.
and managing it with fewer people.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Was there any specific example that, I mean, you can share as far as what Ford did? You know, they used to do something that would take 3 to 6 months. Now it's taking 3 minutes. I mean, is there a specific example that kind of showed, wow, this is affecting us in such a significantly greater way now as a company?
Yeah, I think a lot of it, they just brought it down to their general application hosting. Even let's take their IT hosting, for an example, internal stuff, right? Not even thinking about the dealers or the
sure.
you know, regional distribution centers or whatnot. They would just need to put out new applications. And the bottom line for them is, you know, they would have to plan that project carefully, engage everyone, and then wait. Call it what you want. It could even just be a simple business analysis or warehousing type of application, right? That would take a long time to get and to roll out. And now, because of containers, because of the concepts of microservices, they have teams that focus on the application or the part of the application. They mm-hmm. all work together and roll these things out. They talk to each other. And for that reason, it goes a lot faster. And then sure. there's I just want to mention the Systic part, because oftentimes we say, hey, we help customers ship applications faster. Well, how do you do that, Systic?
Yeah.
You're monitoring your security. The way that we look at it is that when you're able to demystify what's actually happening, when you're able to expose perhaps the bad things that might be there performance-wise, something's broken, if they can solve those problems in 15 minutes versus taking a day or two, now they're pushing their code out 20 minutes later instead of waiting a couple of days to solve a problem. So ultimately, that's the way we look at how we fit into that equation of rolling out applications faster, because this is now happening not just every month, but every week, sometimes every day.
Absolutely. Well, it's fantastic to hear that. Obviously, it's going to, you know, definitely create more efficiency, but saving money, saving time. Of course, I mean, there's just so many things in there that's massively beneficial for the company. So I'm excited.
And I think the last thing I'd point out that's really great about what Ford is able to do with a platform like this, you now have much more freedom to experiment. And so different teams within the company, whether it's experimenting around artificial intelligence or whatever the latest kind of mobile app might be, or something to do with, you know, sync and the car, you know, in-car experience, they're doing that at a much faster pace, and they can spin it up, spin it down, and it works very, very well for them. And so it's great to see what might be considered, you know, what, I don't know how old Ford is, hundreds of years old. When did they start? Probably, who knows?
That's
right?
A great question. Yeah, I don't know the actual year, but it's been a while.
Yeah, so let's call them a 100-year-old automobile manufacturer who's now at the leading edge of technology and making sure that it's safe, secure, performing the way they want to. So it's a beautiful story, and we're happy that they've been recognized.
Absolutely. Well, Eric, this is great stuff. Appreciate you sharing all of this. How can we learn more, get in contact with you and all that?
My recommendation is for everyone to jump over to systig.com. There's a lot of good information there. You can click on free trial and try all this stuff out on your own. So there's plenty for you to see at that point. And there's ways there where you can click and contact us as well if you have specific questions.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much for being here today, Eric. Really appreciate your time. And this is great information.
It's been my pleasure, Brian. Thank you so much.
Eric Carter, Director of Product Marketing at Sysdig. My name is Brian, and thank you very much for joining us here on the Red Hat X podcast series. Enjoy your day. Talk to you on the next episode.